Walmart continues to buy the parts it needs to better compete with Amazon, and Tyson Foods has adopted a similar strategy with its investment arm. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Walmart said Tuesday it's acquired a small virtual reality startup known as Spatialand. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. Spatialand makes software tools that retailers believe will be able to transform the way content is experienced. Spatialand has worked with Walmart's Store No. 8 Technology Incubator on at least one project in the last year. Meanwhile, Tyson Foods, through its venture capital group, also announced an acquisition this week. The company has purchased a stake in Tavala, a Chicago-based food startup that makes countertop steam ovens with fresh, ready-to-cook meals. The meat giant also did not disclose the terms of that investment. Tyson Foods established its venture fund in December 2016 with a focus on investing in entrepreneurial food businesses, products, or technologies to better prepare the company for the future. Tyson Ventures previously invested in vegetarian startup Beyond Meat and cultured meat startup Memphis Meats. There's more information on both of those deals in a story on our website. Just go to nwabusinessjournal.com to learn more. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Despite tax cuts that are supposed to jumpstart a stimulus, economist Mervin Jebaraj said he sees moderate growth for the U.S. economy in 2018. Jebaraj, who heads up the Center for Business and Economic Research at the University of Arkansas, joined Roby Brock on a recent episode of Talk Business and Politics. Jebaraj says the new federal tax cuts will be positive for the economy in the new year, and he also discussed the latest GDP numbers for both Arkansas and the U.S.
Q4 for the nation came in at about 2.3%, which was 2.6%, which was a lot slower than the previous two quarters, both of which were 3 and 3.2%. So we saw an increase in consumer expenditures, who make up the largest part of the economy, so that part was good. But because consumers were spending a lot more money on goods and services, it also meant that imports went up, which is subtraction from GDP. On the flip side, we saw the inventories of businesses go down, but investment spending went up. So the good news in that report, even though the GDP only grew 2.6%, was that investment spending was up, and investment spending today means jobs tomorrow. So we can look forward to a good pace of job growth in 2018, like we did in 2017.
Well, let's get to 2018. What do we have forecast for 2018, and how does that comport with the big stimulus of the tax cuts that became law at the end of last year?
Right, so there are many moving parts for 2018, but I think, you know, overall in 2017, the economy grew 2.3%, which is, you know, moderate but rather tepid growth rate. It was better than 2016, which grew about 1.5%. Looking forward to 2018, most economists think that the economy will grow somewhere around 2.5% to 2.6%, and that takes into account the big stimulus that we just referred to passed at the end of last year in the form of individual and corporate tax cuts. So including all of that, we're thinking 2.5% to 2.6%, which is just slightly above the 2.3% 2017 growth rate that we had this year. So again, moderate but rather tepid growth rate, not the 3% or higher than 3% growth rate that we would like to see in this country, that we need to see in this country to both pay for the tax cuts and to pay for our obligations in the future.
Well, on the subject of tax cuts, I want you to cut through the clutter for me on this. Republicans have bragged that the tax cuts are the reason for some wage hikes and employee bonuses. At the same time, I could quote you some headlines that contradict those exact same announcements. For instance, Walmart gave a big pay raise, then cut some jobs. Same for companies like AT&T, Bank of the Ozarks, and on and on. What's truth? What's fiction here?
I think we could safely say that wages and bonuses are rather unrelated to tax changes in the upcoming fiscal year, right? So we're looking at year-end bonuses and wage increases. So let's take Walmart, for example. They announced that they're raising their lowest paid wage to about $11. And that really reflects two things. A, that the economy is as strong as it is, the unemployment rate is as low as it is, so to hold on to their workers, they're going to have to pay them more to keep them from going to the competition. So Target, for example, was already offering $11. Target had also promised to go to $15 by 2020. So all Walmart was doing by offering $11 is trying to compete to keep the best workers at Walmart and not let them go to their competition. Same thing with the bonuses. Bonuses are given because the company did well in any given year. You see that for a variety of different companies made those announcements at the end of the year. Difference is that they linked it to the tax cuts, which I guess is more PR than anything else. In 2016, 25% of all workers got a bonus. We didn't see a lot of announcements linking it to just about anything at that point. But we also saw wage increases in 2015 and 2016, and they weren't linked to anything either. So these are all part of the economy doing as well as it has. We are in the 105th month of economic expansion. So to keep on hold of your workers, you're going to have to pay them more. And so it's good to see wages going up. That's been a weak point in this economic growth so far. Bonuses, of course, are a one-off payment and not a permanent thing. So you'll see a short stimulus from that, but it'll go away eventually. The one thing that we can look forward to, I mentioned that investment spending was up in the last quarter of 2017. There'll probably be some increase in investment spending, although it'll probably be more in the out years than in 2018. I think companies make investment decisions for only one reason, if they think that the economy is strong enough to justify an investment increase. So the corporate tax rate being cut to as low as it is now from 35 to 21% means that in the out years, you know, a few years down the line, we will see more increases in investment spending. But currently, the announcements that we've seen from companies like Apple, et cetera, are essentially just counting up the investments that they had already planned to make given the strength of the economy. So if there are any changes in investment spending from this tax cut, we'll likely only see them down the line. So currently, companies haven't changed their investment spending a whole lot. In fact, if they had money offshore, they do just as well to borrow against it and spend money here domestically if they think that they can make more money investing it than earning interest off of it. So again, from that perspective, we'll have to wait and see what the investment spending brings from the tax cuts, but right now we don't see a whole lot of it.
And you can catch more of that interview with Mervyn Jebaraj and Roby Brock at talkbusiness.net. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom, providing voice and data solutions that adapt to today's demand with tomorrow's technology. Communication tools that integrate mobility with the desktop and merge wired networks with the wireless technology. More at one-comm.com or 479-715-8800.
And finally today, some jobs numbers to report from the construction industry. According to the Associated General Contractors of America, the state added 3,000 new jobs in the 12-month period from December 2016 to December 2017. That's a 5% increase up to 58,200 workers. Drilling down further into the numbers, the Little Rock Metro led the growth by adding 1,700 jobs. That's a 10% increase. In Northwest Arkansas, there were 700 construction jobs added in the 12-month period, up 7%. Construction jobs in Fort Smith were stagnant, reporting 5,300 workers in both December 2016 and December 2017. Remember to keep up with our daily reporting of stories like this and others at nwabusinessjournal.com. As always, we appreciate you tuning in. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.